What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome to 26 Degrees, Miami Hurricanes Football Barbershop Talk. It's your host with the most, your main man, Larian, kicking it, man, with the chef himself, man. My main man, D-Rob, is in the building. Mr. 305 himself, you know what I mean, out serving the country and serving the family, man. What's up, man? We on Thanksgiving Eve today as we record with y'all, man. Say what's up to
yes,
people,
D-Rob. Hey, yes, sir. What's going on, everybody? Got these collard greens going. You know what I'm saying? Got the house is fully aromatic right now. Let's smelling go. Real good. So, you know, we about to make it do what it do.
Bro, I ain't had a good pot of collards in a long time. When you said that, I was like, damn. You know what some good collards be hitting for? I'm talking about some good joints, bro, where you don't even eat nothing but some rice with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they got a little
yeah.
meat in them, but that's about it. Man.
That's it. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm good right here. I don't really need much.
Yeah. So,
I'm
yeah.
So, ask you, where uh-huh. you learn to burn from, man? Because, you know, a lot of times we be doing the show, you be cooking or getting ready to cook, man. Where you really pick
yeah.
up your hot skills from?
Hey, so I started cooking when I was like 11 years old, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Both my mom and my dad, they both know how to cook real good. So, you know, I started just, you know, I used to cook them breakfast as a kid. So, you know, I used to make little breakfast and, you know, stuff like that. And they'll critique me and say, hey, you need to put a little bit of more of this in there. Or, hey, you need to put more of that in there. And yeah. then it just grew. And so then I used to watch a lot of, like, Cooking Channel. I used to write down little recipes and stuff that I would do. And then it might not be exactly what I would make, but I'd kind of tweak the recipe a little bit. And I'd be like, all right, I'm going to do it like this. And bro, I've been yeah. cooking ever since, man. Like, I've been cooking for the last 31 years. So I'm 42. 31 years, bro, I've been cooking.
Man,
and I ain't stopped.
I know that's it, man. I knew you were cooking right before we even got going good, right? So I was like, before we start recording, I said, oh, yeah, it's Thanksgiving Eve, too. I know Rob got the pot going.
And see, the thing is, right, so my whole situation is, so, you know, being from Miami, you know, I moved to Warner Robins, Georgia for 3 years, like, during my middle school years and almost in high school. And my aunt there, she did more country cooking. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the cooking we do in Miami and then the cooking that she's doing is totally different. So, you know, with the salmon croquettes and, you know what I'm saying, all that type of stuff and collard greens and, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of learned quite a bit from her and then I just end up just perfecting like my collard greens and, you know what I'm saying, all that type of stuff. So, I mean, it was a little trial and error period because, you know, the first time I did them, you know what I'm saying, like I didn't cook them long enough. So I'm like, yeah. And then I learned, you know what I'm saying? Then I use smoked turkey tails. You know what I'm saying? I boil that down, take them, man, look. So,
got it,
you know.
Ain't nobody perfecting it. Because I grew up in apartments. So, I never yeah. had a grill. So, I just bought me a pellet grill, you know, which kind of dummy proofs it some because it keeps the temperature a little bit better. So, I'm learning, yeah. man. It's, you know, I got my steaks. My steak game is perfecting now. That's easy. I got that. I'm working on my chicken game now. And then after when I get chicken how I want it, then I'm going to move on. To you know, some seafood, man. But yeah, I'm just interested, man. You know, like I said, y'all gonna hear this. It's actually gonna be Thanksgiving morning, so I just want to touch on that real quick.
Yeah, hold on. So, and it's funny that you say something about a pellet grill. So about a week and a half ago, one of my guys, he's getting ready to move. He's going to Germany, and so in a group chat we got, he was like, "Hey, man, anybody want a grill?" So I was like, "Yo, how much?" He was like, "Free." I was like, "All right, show me the pictures." Bro, he gave me a $700 pellet grill, bro.
Nice. That was mine. $700 pitballs. Yep.
Pitball. Yep. Pro Series.
Yep. Man, same joint.
Yeah.
Same joint. Yeah.
So soon, man. That thing's so nice. So, man, as soon as he gave it to me, I went. I had hit him up offline because somebody else was trying to get it, and he was like, somebody else was like, yeah, my wife said I can get it, whatever, whatever. So I hit my boy up offline. I said, hey, man. I said, man, he's talking about he's going to come get it tomorrow. Hey, bro, it's 9 o'clock at night, bro. I come get that thing right now. He said, hey, man, come on. I said, don't even worry. So I got my son. I said, hey, man, pause that game. I said, come with me, man. Let's go get this grill. Man, look, I bagged the truck up. Man, then we put that thing on the back of the truck. pulled off.
As soon as I left with it.
Yeah, and then as soon as I left, old boy had hit him up and say, oh, well, me and my wife gonna come get it right now. He was like, oh, son, Rob already came and got it, man. It's all good to go. Hey, boy. Hey, I done smoked some ribs on that thing. I done smoked some chicken on that thing. Man, look here, boy. Already. Yeah, boy, ain't playing.
That bad boy.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's what's up. Anyways, that's y'all shop talk for the day. We pressed, so we didn't really have time to sit down. I want to actually sit down and do a shop talk again this week because it's been a little bit, but y'all got a little shop talk at the beginning of this one, man. So we're going to it's probably just going to be me and D-Rob. I think X going to try to pull up for a little bit with us too. He kind of emotional as well. But we didn't want to get too far away from us, with the final regular season game coming up. And we were also trying to wait for the college football playoff rankings. So that was the hold up a little bit. That's why we've been waiting a little bit later in the week on these shows so that we can get the latest rankings before we put the shows out for you guys. But let's get into it, man. We took Wake Forest down, in a style of football that I would rather see, than what we've been seeing the last few weeks. We were able to, pull off at the end and, cover the spread. And, they say, man, good teams win, great teams cover the spread. I thought it was all in all, man, I was happy with the performance. I didn't have no major complaints. I'm usually at the job when the games are on, so it's hard for me to, just sit and watch them with these early games. But right. I had a chance to sit down and watch the game, I want to say Monday, and just sit and watch it in its totality. And I can't say I got no major complaints. We had a busted coverage early with the defense. We still saw that miscommunication signs early. Something that, continues to plague us. But I thought they cleaned it up in the game, and there was never a point in that game where victory was in
doubt. Yeah.
How was your kind of overall feel of the game?
Yeah, so for me, the same thing, man. Like I said, coming off of bye week, I have my doubts with the bye week blues. Let's not go out there and let them jump out on us, and we scratching and clawing back. And actually, we came out, we struck first, drove back down. We could have got a touchdown, but we got to end up getting a field goal, and then that busted coverage. The one that they had, it was 3rd and 11, and they ended up doing a run play and got 16 yards. So I was like, oh man, come on, man. Y'all just said y'all cleaned it up, so let's see. And then they got the busted coverage touchdown. I said, oh man, I see how this is about to go. We had a little struggle, and then Meech Powell, man, had to play of the game. He caught the, he read the play perfectly, caught the pick, went in for the touchdown, and it was all she wrote. I mean, the kickoff, it kind of threw me out because, they ran the kickback, and I was like, all right, man, come on, let's not get into no shootout. But like I said, I will give Guidry credit. The defense only allowed them to score 7 points on offense. They had less than 200 yards total. We looked real good, man. The young Bulls looked real good. Ahmad Moulton looked good. Frederick, obviously, he looked good. Popo, Kiko, this was Kiko's best game. This was his best game. He had 12 tackles. And then I guess they said that he's been a little bit banged up. But they know, so it kind of makes sense of his play kind of tallied off a little bit. It ain't been up to par of last year. But this game that he just had, he had a really good game. So all in all, I was extremely impressed with the defense. The offense still do this. The only thing was the Restrepo fumble. And the only complaint I really would be having about that, when they do these screens, I'd rather have Horton blocking than Jacoby. Because Jacoby, man, he'll look like an ass. So it's like them DBs be kind of tussling with him a little bit, man. He don't really have no control. But outside of that, man, it was a great game. The young bull, Jordan Lyle, did his thing. Man, that dude is the future. We in good hands, man. We in good hands.
X did join us, man. X, put your seatbelt on, man. You and they binging in the background and all that. And you got to be safety first, brother. Safety first, my brother.
Man, look, hey, don't crash out on us, man.
All right.
By y'all saying safety first, man, Meech Power, I hope you listen to this, man. Stop all that fucking dancing, man.
That boy didn't want to do, did he?
Oh, man.
That was the worst part of the game. What the fuck is he doing?
This dude be dancing every time he make a play. I'm like, God damn.
Hey, if you want to call it that, that boy was doing some kind of old goofy shit, skip across the back of the end.
That's the little thing that they've been doing for like last year and stuff like that. So I guess
he perfected it.
Just go back to belt the ass. That shit was fire. That was nice, clean, and simple, man. Belt the ass, boys. That was nice. stick to what worked, man. But let's give him kudos though for what he did do good. He finally played, you know. He's had some flashes, but he's had some real bad times. And he played a real good game this week against Wake, man.
So, you know what I noticed about Meech Power, right? I think he's a lot better around the line of scrimmage. If he's just playing safety, that's not what he does. He's better around the line of scrimmage where he can make plays or something like that. Because when he's just back there trying to figure out what the hell coming his way, he doesn't look good. But when he's close to the line of scrimmage, he make plays.
No doubt. We got to see more. 20 got more snaps this week as well.
20 got more snaps, 15 too.
Yeah, it was an increase. That's the one thing I like for sure this week. I noticed when I went and watched the game, you know, the replay, some adjustments as far as personnel went. And we did do, you know, again, some more 4-3 front. So you saw more 3 linebacker situations. But even in that, I thought, you know, we got, we was complaining about Barron play as of lately. His snaps got cut, you know, and Mario, somebody asked Mario about it. He was just like, that's how the coaches decided to run it. Like, it wasn't nothing. He wasn't banged up. He said he ain't banged up. You know, the coach made the call. Like, and it's the right call, I believe. You know, X kind of pointed the finger to it first. And I noticed something had to have been off, too, in this game. It's just, you know, I actually saw, I don't remember homie name. I'll shout him out later on. But he did do little quick breakdowns off just the TV. And he was showing how Barron's lack of discipline caused that 3rd and 11 to actually go down because he wasn't where he should have been on that play, which allowed him, you know, to be running back to, you know, crash to the outside and pick up 16 yards on the 3rd and 11, you know. Hey, listen, you got to be accountable out there, man. These are big football games being played. We got an opportunity to have an incredible season, and everybody got to be about the team. All of the individual stuff going to come regardless when the team winning. When the team losing, your stock value going to drop anyway. So the best thing you need to worry about is get these W's.
Yeah, you winning. Guess what? Everybody's trying to figure out how they winning. Oh,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You lose it. Nobody give a fuck. They're like, man, they
losing.
Nobody want to watch that shit.
Right. They got a good guy. All right, we'll wait till he gets to combine and see what he do out there. But when the team winning, that's when eyeballs get locked in on these good things, too, on the little things you're doing well that's helping your team be successful. So I like that message, too, man. Like, you're going to do what we need you to do, bro, or we're going to have to sit you down. You know, it's not about hating on you. It's about winning these games and having the best opportunity. Your opportunities are only going to be better the more games we win. So if you're giving up these opportunities for these guys to exploit us, you got to have a seat. We put Mezador out there more back on the edge. I'm going to give props to Moten too, man. I think Moten is going to be a bit of a cure for us next year in the middle once we lose Barrow. I think he's developing into a pro player in front of our eyes. I don't know if I thought that previous to maybe these last 4 games or so. But I think in these last 4 games, I've really seen Ahmad Moten kind of grow into a guy that I anticipate being an actual NFL player. He's playing up to his size. Seems like he's playing smarter football, being disruptive at the line. And that's a great sign because that should put us in position next year where we could really kind of depend on him and Justin Scott to kind of be our anchors in the middle, and we can rotate in some of the younger guys. And I'm sure you still go get a transfer. because you can never get enough of those older guys like we did this year, even though they didn't play a ton. You still want to go get you some older guys that can give you some age experience and strength down there in the line of scrimmage. But, yeah, again, shout out to Ahmad for, I think, you know, a good performance in that game and in general. He's been doing well lately.
Moten definitely doing a good job. He's one that's going to anchor our line next year, along with the young guys, you know, Scott, you know, Horton, Octavius Jones. They'll get somebody in the portal. But, yeah, no, that's just what Mario wanted. He wanted to start getting the younger guys in so they could be prepared for next season also with helping us this year. So, Morton didn't surprise me, but, you know, I'm happy that he's finally coming into his own. You know, he's always had the talent. It's just getting on the field and displaying it. You know, that's the one thing I think Jason Tatum is trying to get the best out of his D-line group. You know, you just can't be good. You got to get out there and show that you're good.
What his brother played for us, too. What was his name?
His brother played
– I think it was either Amon, because his is Ahmad Moten, right? I think his brother was Amon, if I'm not mistaken. Like it was something like that.
He was a golden guy. I think you're right. I think it was like Amon. Their names were close. They're both A names. His brother was another guy that had like some of that size too, but didn't quite pan out. So that, I mean, and this is what you want to see. And this is why we went out and got like a Simeon Barrow is D tackle, man. You know, the real money is made with these older guys, these juniors and seniors, these guys that are 22 and 23 years old that have been in a strength and conditioning program for years, that got full beards and might even have a kid or two, man. These guys is a different type of beast you want down there. You know, your edge guys could be a little bit more flash and smaller guys, but you got to have that. So I'm very encouraged by his play as of late and to what he could do for us next season. You know, as well with the linebackers, and, you know, like I said, we're looking in the portal for some safety help. I'm liking Patterson as he continues to grow in that, in his role. We'll be bringing in Drake Stubbs, who I think might be able to contribute early there as well. But you got to look in the portal and see if there's anybody that can make a splash, an important pickup. I know there was some hype around the or a little smoke around the was it C.J. Hurd, I believe his name.
C.J. Hurd. Yep.
Who could be could be an addition to the room as well. So we'll look back and see how they kind of decide in the offseason. We're coming up on signing day. On the offensive side, like you said, man, Jordan Lyle, he's the future there. He's kind of he's kind of the best all around, man. I always say AJ Allen's our best just runner. And then when you look at, your Martinez and your Fletcher, that's your power. And I think when you get Lyle, you've got that run contact balance, that power, and a little more explosion, a little more juice, I think, than the other two bigger backs. And he's not a little guy himself as far as size goes. He's probably in that 215 range himself. So you're not talking about a small guy. He's still got a pretty solid build there. So he'll be able to hopefully hold up and have some dexterity as well. So the running game looks sharp.
He's the one running back we have that, when it comes to hitting the hole, he hits the hole like your traditional running back. Outside of Fletcher, you see when Martinez get it, he kind of had the slow pace to wait till the hole get there, or he creates something. A.J. Allen, he's a shifty guy, So he might not hit the hole as fast as the other guys, but he'll get it,
Yeah.
With Lyles, he get the ball and he hitting it. He's I don't think he waits. Like, as soon as that ball get in his stomach, he hits it, and he hits it fast. Guess it kind of be a shock to the defense because they be like, shit, that nigga he hit us in the mouth. Like, they wait.
Yeah.
Because you got all game when you seeing six, and then you know what you're going to get from four.
Right.
And then you see another guy get in the game, and you're like, okay, well, maybe they just, going to running up the middle or try to do some dumb shit, and then he get the ball, and next you know he's 20 yards downfield, and they like, oh damn, we gotta tackle this guy. Hold on.
Right. Nah, man.
That's the good thing.
He's the combo of them all. He's got that wiggle like AJ. He's got the power like, you know, like the Fletchers. Martinez. Yeah, he's block. I mean, he's everything you could want in a running back. He'd be a freshman All-American if he was starting the whole year.
Yeah. But and you know what? He got breakaway speed we haven't seen since what? Duke Johnson? Like, really coming out of that backfield? Like, man.
I'm not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're going to say he got breakaway speed since Cam Harris. Cam Harris had breakaway speed. We kind of forget about
it. Yeah. Cam got a few long. Yeah, you're right.
Every time my dog broke, he scored. Like, it wasn't no
– That's facts.
I'm going to be honest with you. Cam. I kind of forgot it. I forgot about Cam. I'm going to be honest with you.
Cam is probably right. Nah, Cam did definitely get some long. Rooster did, too. Yeah, he just had the fumbles, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Man. He ended up getting buried over there at SMU. I think he's still on the squad over there.
Yeah, he had an injury. He ended up losing that starting spot, but he got hurt. So he was out for a year. He got hurt. Yeah, I think he had another knee injury. I think an ACL or something like that. So I don't even know if he even come back next year.
I was just about to say, man, it'll just be our luck. We played him in the ACC game, and this nigga had 200 yards, 100 yards receiving on us, man.
Nah, X, we ain't gonna do that, X.
No, sir.
We ain't gonna do that.
No, sir. Shout out, you know, I thought Cam played a clean game. I think, you know, I was happy to see him take, you know, a few more of the check down type looks. You know, people criticize him on missing one play. I'm like, look, every quarterback gonna miss a play, y'all. Your favorite quarterback in the world is going to miss a play. He probably could have dumped it off to Fletcher on that one. And that probably could have turned into a touchdown. But, you know, your favorite quarterback is going to mess up sometimes, dog. You mess up on a video game, what the hell make you think people ain't going to mess up in real life?
Listen, you know, between the three of us, right, it's crazy because we last year, everybody complained about TVD making the wrong play. We're going crazy because Cam is trying to make the right play, and then he does it more than he don't. So I'm like,
right, we got spoiled in 1 year, dog. Right. We got spoiled.
We complaining. We just complain about everything. I'm like, listen, Cam, I don't get, you know, Cam. Yeah, he did. He had some moments where he'd be like, fuck Cam, but then he had so many fucking moments. I'd be like, man, I thank you, God.
Right.
Like, God, I thank you for giving us Cam Ward, because we've seen quarterback play for UM for the last some years, and we ain't seen this shit. You know what I'm saying?
No,
so I'm like, I ain't complaining. Listen,
you want to put it in perspective for me. Like, even though I wasn't bitching and moaning a lot, you know, when you said it before, I was like, dog, X is 1,000% right, bro. We are now 10-1. You know, we've been these last few years. We got 10. The last time we got 10, remember, we lost the last three.
Yes.
You know, we went tumbling down.
And we were 10-1, and the quarterback play wasn't good like that. So I'm we're 10-1, and we know we're 10-1 because the quarterback play good. You know what I'm saying? Granted, you know, our defense is nothing like the 17-team defense, but we know, shit, that wasn't going to just win it alone. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have a game where your offense got to score. You know, this season, you know, outside of the Georgia Tech game, our offense can score anytime they want to score. So it's like, this is what you have in college football right now. You don't have a team saying, yeah, we shutting them down every game. You know, they only gonna get maybe 200 yards and maybe 10 points. Defenses are not like that. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Texas defense is as good as their defense is. It's not like that. As good as Georgia defense is, it's not like that. Ohio State. Everybody is somehow figuring out how to get the ball to the end zone. You know what I'm saying? So
and you got to be a part of that party.
Yeah, the teams who can't do it, guess what? You will be 2-10 like that team in North Florida.
Good luck to them boys this Saturday, though.
They 2-10. They can't put the ball in the end zone. So guess what?
I never root for them, but this week I do. I don't like them other people. I don't like them real bad.
I'm with you. Bro,
yeah,
I'm with you.
They talk big shit. Yeah, I've never seen a 6-5 team talk like they just big dogs. Like, this is amazing. The crying has been outlandish. Oh, y'all ain't play. Yes, we did play that boy. And he would have got cooked worse. What are y'all talking about? He would have got cooked worse.
Hey, let me tell y'all exactly what the Florida Gators 2024 team is, right? So the team that Manny Diaz had when we should have fired Manny during the season earlier, and then he started winning some games after that. Mm-hmm. That's exactly who the Florida Gators are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. It ain't nothing.
I agree with that.
That's exactly who they are. Oh, they got a quarterback. They came and gave him a spark.
And they acting spark. Like they flipping shit out there. They flipping G5 shit. When we was getting three stars.
You flipping shit from a team for one. They 2-10. For two, they coach don't want to recruit high school kids. Wow. Don't act like y'all making shit happen. Like, oh. You know what
I'm saying? They just flipped something from Cincy. They just got something from Coastal Carolina. I'm like, man, if y'all don't get the fuck out my face with it. Remember it was three Stario? Oh, three Stario.
Three Stario. Guys
had bigger offers, bro. And y'all know it. So cut the shit. These three stars y'all got, get the fuck out of here. Them boys is not like that. Y'all being fooled. That's how silly y'all being right now. You was pissed off at calling for that man firing a couple weeks ago. Now he flipping shit on the trail. He ain't flipping nothing. We fucking won't. What you mean? We don't even know these people.
And that's the crazy thing, because I'm like, somehow in their little dumb peanut head brain, they figure, oh yeah, this ain't the same Gator team y'all played at the beginning of the season. If I can't remember it, I thought that Gator team that we started off with, y'all was fully healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
was it not our first game too?
Yep.
That's what I'm like. What kind of crying is this?
And guess what?
I know you don't teach your kids this shit after they lose a game.
Yeah. Then y'all fully healthy, you know, during the season. Guess what? Merch is still y'all quarterback. So what the fuck are y'all talking about? Like, y'all saying some shit that don't logically make sense. If y'all was a fully healthy team in the middle of the season or right now, Merch is still your starting quarterback.
Man, y'all can line that shit up again. And you getting your chance next year. So shut the fuck up. Stop crying. It's very unbecoming of a man to sit around here and keep crying about, you know, a loss that took place in week one and we in the last week of the season. Back to our regularly scheduled program. The good guys. The offensive general, though, man, I thought did a good job. You know, Jacoby George, I think, going to be one of them Canes that ended up being a better pro than people think.
He could probably be our best receiver we've had since a long time. Like, I don't think we've had a receiver go to the NFL that be a star since shit. The last shit. One I have to say is
Andre.
I ain't even that far back. I was trying to keep close.
I don't think because Philip Dorsett went first, but he was never that.
He had his little on and on and off.
Yeah, moments. Hearns made the top 100 players like 1 year.
Yeah, Hearns with Jacksonville. Hearns had like 3 good years. Hearns had 3 good years. KJ Osborne, he's a decent receiver. He's right. He's not
he okay.
He's, you know, y'all don't pay attention to him. He's gonna kill y'all. You know what I'm saying? He's helping. He's doing his job. We just haven't had that in a long time. So I think he could go to the league, and he's definitely not gonna be a one or a two guy. But then, you know, if you put him in at a three guy where that need plays to be made, he's gonna make him some plays.
Yeah, I think he might be a surprise, man. Arroyo. Had a great game, minus the drop.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, that was a hell of a drop. I hated that drop, man.
Yeah. Hell of a drop, man.
But, you know.
I almost was kind of mad at the end of the game, man, because I was like, shit, man, this is going to be Cam last game. It's going to be Arroyo last game. You know, George, Restrepo. And I was like, damn, I remember when they all first got here, man, and the hype we've had for all those guys, and then to see them, you know, their final season, you know, to accomplish what they all came to do, man. It was a bittersweet moment, man. And like you say, when the Royal dropped that pass, I was like, fuck. Maybe he'll come back next year. Maybe he'll come back next year.
Like, I wish. I couldn't.
Man, buzz. Man, that buzz he's getting, man, is outrageous. Like, he's they love him.
He's a top 60 player at worst. I honestly think he should be a first round, I think. But, you know, we'll see how it pans out. We'll take the same friend. Kittle can't play for us.
He's going to destroy the combine, man. That's the one thing we all knew how good he was. It was just, can he be on the field, you know what I'm saying, constantly? Because he just ain't been on the field.
Yeah, he was a freshman. Then he got hurt. And then now he's back.
He
came back and wasn't 100%. But 100% of Royal ain't a tight end in the country at the collegiate level as good as this guy. I mean, he looks like a wide receiver with his fluidity, his in and out of breaks, man. He's got speed. He's fluid. He's got hands. He got size. He's a willing blocker. Like, he brings back tight end. You remind me of Njoku, honestly, but I think at this level, he's a little ahead at the pro level, because Njoku was super raw. You know, he ain't been playing football like his whole life. He ain't playing up there in Jersey and all. Making that boy a linebacker one weekend.
I was just about to say. Remember the boy wants to turn him into a linebacker here. Like,
man, what? Yeah, that was crazy. He might have been a hell of a linebacker. But linebackers are attitude, man. But
Joker don't want to – he don't want to block. It was no way he's going to go make him some tackles. It was no way he's going to make him tackles. So, but, no, I told everybody, even when he got here, I said, man, Arroyo might be our best pass route running tight end since Kevin Winslow. And everybody were like, man, well, how do you say that? I like, listen, as good as the tight ends we've had in the past, Kevin Winslow was the best route runner. Like, he was running routes that nobody could guard.
Yeah.
Which is why he got drafted so high, because they were like, damn, he's running wide receiver routes, but he's playing tight end. He's fast, he can block.
Yep.
And I'm looking at Roy, I'm like, yeah, that's him. He's just probably bigger.
Yeah.
But he does exactly what Winslow was doing. I'm like, yeah, he's no special.
Nah, he really is, man. And that's why I'm so happy, like you said, for it to be senior day. You know, guys like him, guys like especially Restrepo, you know, who I remember when Restrepo was getting recruited, and it was like, who's this kid? He's a little undersized, he plays some safety. You know, what is he going to be at the next level? And for him to come in and work hard and put himself, solidify himself as all-time Miami great, you know, like, I got to cheer for them kind of people. That's why he moved up my all-time Canes list, man. Like, that's such a beautiful success story. And, you know, I heard somebody talking about this. Actually, I think it was Manny Navarro, shout out Manny. And he was talking about appreciation for these players and how we will kind of be like they wasn't shit if they not that in the NFL. And I was like, you know, I really think that narrative's changing in Miami. I think we really are becoming, especially going through all these bad years, I think we really are that much more appreciative of our collegiate legends. And they don't have to necessarily, not saying he won't, but he ain't got to go on to be a Hall of Fame in the NFL for us to always, you know, Xavier Restrepo going to be good in Miami for the rest of his life. You know, just for being a Cane, for what he did on that field, for sticking around when, you know, his best friend left and went to Wisconsin. You know, he stayed down with us. He didn't up jump and boogie, man. And, you know, he's just a hard person not to root for in every single way. So I was like, yeah, I kind of hear you, but I think that's changing more. I think we are becoming more appreciative as a fan base of just our college stars. If they don't ever go on, we just got spoiled as Miami fans because our guys always went on and kicked ass in the league.
Yeah, it was all superstars at the next level. Yeah,
right. So even more so than they probably were at Miami. But now, you know, I think it's a new appreciation. So yeah, X is in my top five favorite Canes of all time, man. Just like Duke was in there just for staying down with us. He could have went to Bama. You don't want anyone
to man. They honored Duke Sunday. He was
I did. He got the honorary captain.
Yeah, he got the honorary captain. Shout out to Duke. You know, Duke just officially ended up retiring. He was semi on the coaching staff for a little bit. I think he's going to jump back into that next season. But yeah, shout out to Duke for that. Look, Restrepo. Listen, I'm gonna call out the players who stuck it out. who bought into what Mario had and come in. You know, you got Restrepo, you got Jacoby George, Jalen Rivers. Let me see who else on offense. Arroyo, Horton. Even though Horton came in with the transition class, Horton was ready to. He was ready to say, "Man, I'm gonna go to another place, man." And me and Streeter had to talk him and his dad to say, "Hey, trust me, you're going to want to play with Mario. You're going to want to play with Mario."
Now Horton's from Tennessee, right? So was he a Tennessee or a Gator pool? Which one was it?
The Gators was on him bad. Yeah. Okay.
Ole Miss ended up getting on him late. Tennessee was trying to come on late. But like I say, once Mario got the job, we talked to him and his dad, and we told him, "Listen, man, this is the guy who you want to play for. I'm telling you, he's going to get your son where you want your son to be." So although he had a, you know, first year rough, second year, you know, struggled a little bit, and then he's trying to get it complete his third year. So same with Wesley Bissain, you know what I'm saying? Another one who committed.
Another one, yeah.
But when he, Manny got fired. Yeah, you know, a lot of schools was on him, thinking about flipping. And I met his commitment, and I told him straight up, I said, "Well, yeah, you know, Manny's probably not going to be here. Mario's going to be the coach." He was like, "Yeah, man, what you think I should do?" I like, "Man, listen, stay with Miami. Mario's going to be the coach. Mario's going to get you right." You know what I'm saying? And voila, you know what I'm saying? You know, those guys stuck it out. It's more players. It's just so many of them. I'm trying
to say so many, man. But it's a lot, again, like I said, just the appreciation for staying down, you know. And for those coaches, you know, like an Inez Cooper, a guy that was overlooked, you know, that really, you know, trusted the process and as they trusted in him, man, to get his body right and get his, you know, mind right and to being the guy that he is now. You know, maybe a guy that'll come back hopefully next year, polish up a couple of things.
Yeah, now, Cooper's, he's definitely coming back next year. And that's the one thing I wanted to speak on with the offensive line. I think next year, but offensive line go, it might go back to last year where it was just so fucking good. This offensive line next year gonna be good, man. Cause
I believe so.
Now you're gonna have more experience. Marquise Bell, you still got Cooper, you got Francis, you got Matthews who's playing ball. Okalor, he'll be ready to start playing. Rodriguez will be back. The only position where it's going to be okay, whoever the best man win is going to be center. You know what I'm saying? But they very fucking high on what's his name, Nino. They think Nino is basically Matt Lee's duplicate, but with darker hair. and then you bring in other guys. So yeah,
right.
That old line is gonna be that, like that next year, man.
Nasty. Yeah, I think that old line gonna be tough.
Nasty old lines where Mark Fletcher, we can possibly have close to 2,000 yard rushers, man, because we're gonna lean heavy on that run next year.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think it's gonna be a little more physical at the point of attack, and we're one of the better pass rushing team, run blocking teams in the nation. But I think I'm with you. I think it could take even another step up next season, but. Yeah, let's look forward a little bit to the Syracuse game.
Oh man, you know I'm real like conflicted with this, man. I don't want to talk bad about the Orangemen, man, but we gotta kick their ass out. We gotta kick their ass out of there.
That's the basketball court.
this is a totally different sport.
Yeah,
you're right. That's bad. Yeah, that's bad.
Different game.
Fuck that football team, man. Fuck
them. How y'all kind of see this one, man?
Well, okay, so I think this is going to be the perfect example for Gildry to show how good his D-line is and for the secondary to make some plays because they are strictly a passing team. We don't have to worry about them doing none of this dumb motion shit to try to run the ball. That shit, they don't do that. They going to throw the ball up and down the field. The quarterback being sacked over 25 times. We've seen a game where he threw damn near 100 interceptions in one game. So, you know, if you pressure him, he gonna start making some mistakes. So I think, yeah, the defense, this is their time to step up and show that they could play another full game of defense. I don't expect to shut them out. You know what I'm saying? I don't expect to stop them because they are a good passing team, but I just think that a defense is going to come to play. And then the other thing I was telling people, today this about Miami is whenever Miami faces a team that likes to throw the ball a lot, Miami end up kicking their ass because, you know, you got to be able to do a little bit of both to beat Miami, to get them off guard. So by you just saying, oh, well, we're just going to come line and throw the ball, I don't think they're going to beat Miami like that. So I don't know where the hell they get this we crapping in a damn dome. I never heard that shit before.
Yeah, that was a funny take. What you got there?
Yeah. Me personally, like I said, the man averaged like almost 50 passes a game, maybe closer to 60. Last game, he threw, 64 passes against Connecticut, and they only won by 7. So it's like I said, look at the Pittsburgh game. He threw 5 interceptions, 2 pick sixes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can force him, and Pittsburgh is known for their defensive line. They've always known for defense. You put pressure on him, he's going to fold. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna tell you, I think they're gonna come out with energy because they're home, but I think we gonna be prepared to play, and we're gonna handle business, man. I don't think it's gonna be close. I think it's gonna be another one of them where we're gonna put up 38, 40 points and they might get 21, maybe. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's particularly gonna be close. They have no running game. They average like 90 rushing yards a game. You know what I'm saying? Like, their run defense is terrible. Like, Connecticut averaged 8 yards a carry on them. So I think that with our running game and what we can do, and they're not very good on defense, I don't think it's going to be close. I think we're going to go handle business. They know what's at stake. You know what I'm saying? Like, this game right here, you can kill a lot of narratives. You know what I'm saying? You've already won 10 games, right? Because people were saying he had to win at least 10 games for it to be considered like, okay, a decent season because he won 10 games. He's done that. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is like, hey, barbecue a meal, dude. You win the game, you go to the ACC championship, and you more than likely, I think we're going to win it. You know, lose this game, you know what I'm saying? People going to have stuff to say, media, however, you know what I'm saying? But I think that they're going to be focused. I think they know, like I said, they know what's at stake. They're not going to come here and, you know what I'm saying, bullshit or anything like that. I think they just gonna handle business, man. I think our defensive line is really gonna show because Austin is gonna be back. I think Barron probably seen, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, I got benched. They cut my snaps. I think he's gonna snap out of it. And I think we're gonna be good to go, man. I really think we're gonna be good to go.
Yeah, I am. You know, this team can be somewhat dangerous. You know, they do have the ability to score. I kind of got the score in my head similar to you. I got it in that 38 to 24 range. I think we covered the spread. I think we beat them by 2 touchdowns. You know, I think a key to this game will be, I think we should play a little keep away because, like you said, they are terrible against the rush. You know, they got a big running back that could do a few things, but again, he's not very explosive, but he can be a bit of a punishing back, but that's not really their style either. They lean on kind of sitting back and tossing the ball around. And I think they're going to take advantage of that, and I think they will hit some things. McCord's a good quarterback. They got a couple of big wide receivers. Not super fast.
Their best thing in their passing game is their receivers' 50-50 catch radius is very high.
Exactly. Yeah, they got some big boys that can kind of put the ball up, and they can go pluck it. We may get Damari Brown back, at least in some snaps, which could help us with
He's
that.
Practicing.
He's practicing. Yeah, I know he warmed up last week, so I think this would be a good game to kind of at least get him out there and get him, you know, at least 15 snaps. Just get him out there and play a little ball, get back to used to just running around out there a little bit. But, yeah, I think we play this game fairly smart. I think we get some pressure on McCord. I think we can get him down. I think we can knock him in the dirt 4 or 5 times. And that'll be a big, you know, especially if we can get these on and put these guys in bad situations where, you know, like you said, we make them that one dimensional. I believe the game will fall into our favor. They're going to get a shot or two. And I think they'll make some of those things happen because they got the guys that can, you know, go and pluck the ball out the air. But ultimately, I think we control the game, kind of keep those guys in check the majority of the game. And win somewhere in the neighborhood of 38-24, 41-24, something like that. Fairly convincing win to kind of close out the season. They're going to say it didn't mean nothing because, you know, they're trying to shit on the ACC as much as possible in order to bolster up these SEC teams that are on the verge of, you know, Alabama could take their fourth loss and they still going to be talking about how they should be in it. So, you know, that's why we got to just win and take care of business, man. But, yeah, I'm in agreement. I think it'll be a solid victory all around for us. Did want to talk real quick, man, before we get out of here. You know, there was a lot of talk around, you know, it's the final threes for, you know, a lot of these collegiate football awards. And, you know, they snubbed our guy, man. You know,
everybody on that team got snubbed. I mean, you know, as much as they, you know, I hate the fact that they snubbed Cam Ward. I hate that they snubbed Andy Borgalis. I'm like, how y'all snubbed the best kicker?
Right.
He's really the best kicker in college football. And he didn't get, I'm like, well, yeah, see, it's, you know, like I said, at that point, I text players and I'm like, listen, I told y'all. They don't care. They want y'all to lose every game. You know what I'm saying? Y'all lost that one game, they saying, oh, yeah, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all shouldn't have lost. So,
yeah,
go ahead and just win. Win it out. You know what I'm saying? Make them regret the fact that y'all didn't win these awards. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's really Miami versus everybody. Nobody really wants to see Miami win again. So,
nah, it changes things. Only we want it. You know, and we're national. You're a big brand. You know, but only we want it, man. It's a lot of haters. I think it's us and probably my man. I've been calling him an undercover Miami fan for years. Kirk Herbstreit. Yeah, my man Kirk Herbstreit.
Oh, Kirk. Hi, Kirk.
I've been saying that way even before he said the whole thing about, you know, basically we've been mediocre for 20 years. I remember, like, Kirk just picking us in games back on game day. I'm like, man, this man love us. But anyway, hell, I'm picking us even in this game myself. But, you know, I thought he got snubbed at the Maxwell Award. They made it. Ashton Jonte, Travis Hunter, and Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel is doing this thing and controlling things well, but cut it out. He's not Cam. He's just not Cam. He's not in that, you know, not in that conversation. Now, Cam did get the finalist for Davey O'Brien with Dylan and Shador. Again, I mean, I like Shador there. Shador to me is honestly the only other quarterback that I think is, you know, truly comparable. I got Jackson Dart kind of right in that same neighborhood.
Those are the only three quarterbacks that should be mentioned in any awards.
That's how I feel on that one. I'm like, huh?
Anybody else that they didn't give them shit, that is a slap in the face to Miami saying, you know, you're not worthy. You're not worthy of this shit. That's a slap in the face because he does nothing.
Right. I mean, he handled business, but he's not outstanding. You know,
you take him off got that team, that team's still going to beat everybody in the conference. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody
agreed.
Really talking about they didn't give her beating them. They saying, yeah, well, you know, that the Oregon team. But when they talk about Miami, they say, well, it's Cam Ward. I mean, something in your head got to say, if Cam Ward is the only reason why Miami is 10-1, why isn't he the best player in college football? Why? You know, exactly. That's just – but again, it's a slap in the face of Miami. You know, we shit the ball, we shit it. You know what I'm saying? Once we got an opportunity to make up with this game Saturday, win that, get to the ACC championship, win that, and then you know put on our big boy shoes for the college football playoffs. You know, yeah. I mean, it's a disgrace that he didn't get nominated. Like that's just crazy. You know, he's had the best quarterback stacks the entire season. The entire season, and then all of a sudden, oh, he's not.
even in the loss, that's the craziest thing. Like, even in the loss, his numbers wasn't bad. You know, did he make a mistake in there? Sure, but, like, you know, it's a numbers game when it comes to a lot of that shit. I'm like, you can't even go to the loss. His probably worst game numbers-wise was probably Florida State.
Florida State game.
And we still smoked them. So, you know, it's definitely, like you said, it's that hate. Dawson did get considered for the which call it the Broyles.
The Broyles Award, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he, yeah, I think he, Dawson. Yeah, I'm be honest with you. I think he might get that. I think he's probably gonna get that. Like, we have the number one offense in the nation.
Somebody say he better get it, like, number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, they ain't gonna get that shit to that, man. They gonna get somebody off of Oregon. You know, it's messed up. You know, and if you look at like the Remington, okay, I don't think we got that guy on the O-line, so I don't have an issue with that. I think as a unit, we're very good. Those particular snubs I thought were egregious. Like, Borgala should have definitely been a finalist, and for that not to happen was, you know, slapping the face. Oh, and the other one that I had an issue with, me and Rob was talking about before. Yeah, you can't leave X off that list, bro, and put a wide receiver.
Yeah, the Blitnikoff.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Like, it's a numbers thing, and I get that, but he ain't got – his numbers aren't that much more impressive than Xavier, and y'all know damn well it's a difference. It's a difference in Power Four in these G5 schools, and these guys just toss the ball around us. I guarantee you, we were saying before, guys, like, let me see his highlight reel. He ain't got them catches X got, man. X got some catches. Like, beyond just the yards and the number. He's got some diving layout catches. He's got some runs after the catch that make this guy special. And for him to not make it for a kid on San Jose, Nick Nash, no disrespect, Nick Nash. But, yeah, I can't see it.
And it's funny because it's like the teams he played. So against Sacramento, he had 170 yards, two touchdowns. Against Kennesaw State, the little school in Atlanta, he had 225 and three touchdowns.
Oh, man. Throw them out right there.
Yeah, man. Like, then you had against UNLV, he had one catch for 9 yards. Yeah, and then it's like against Air Force, he has 7 catches, 90. Like, the competition is like, you know what I'm saying?
He got, you just mentioned, 300 yards against garbage, almost 400 yards against garbage.
Yeah, and then
he wouldn't even be playing X that deep.
Bro, he has 17 catches against Kennesaw State. Like, 17 catches,
Come on, man.
Yeah, man, so it's like,
congratulations. Great year. No knock on him,
we've never seen him play. Yeah, we've never seen him play. He plays in San Jose State. That's in California. So by the time he plays, it's like 11 o'clock at night. Nobody's staying up to watch any of that. So it's like, come on, man. Y'all could at least.
I'm gonna tell you what's real bogus about these awards this season. I previously originally thought these awards are given to the guys who make plays, but who also have the moments where you say, shit, I got to give him that award because he's having that moment, which is why the Heisman, I'm like, okay, even if you look at the Heisman, whoever you got, I'm like, it's nobody on the list who had a Heisman moment outside of Cam. Cam had that probably 3 or 4 times. So to say Hunter, whoever else on the list, yeah, man, Hunter, he's doing it both ways, but Hunter ain't had no Heisman moment where it was like, boy, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He should win. Award,
it's a versatility award that should be his, hands down. I forget the name of it, but it's a reward for the most versatile player. And that should be Travis Hunter's without question.
Yeah, he gets that, but he's never
agreed,
had a,
yeah.
He hasn't had a Heisman moment where you say, yeah, man, shit. Well, if he don't make that play, boy, this team, and you know, like Cam has done that four different times. I'm talking about 4 different games. You know, so it's like, I don't know, man. You know, with Strepo, shit, we've seen some catches where if Strepo don't make that catch, boy, you know, Miami don't win them games. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. I'm not saying, I don't know that. If they want to say that's biased, then it's biased. But I'm not.
You're not really. I mean, that's a good point, because Colorado either whooping the other team ass or getting whooped. And you know, it's not, like you said, the Heisman moments aren't necessarily there. What Travis Hunter is doing, I've never seen before. It's absolutely amazing. I'm not taking nothing away from that guy. You know, he should be in conversations for all these things. You know, but like you said, a part of these things, especially when we talk about these kind of individuals, is a Heisman. Usually, like they talk about it all year. Heisman moment. Maxwell, I think, is a little bit more about just being an outstanding player, regardless.
Being the best player, yeah.
Yeah, but Heisman, it's a part of that is like flair for the dramatic, you know, some really great play. I mean, hell, Jalen Daniels won, and he had four losses. They team had four losses, but you four go look at his reel.
Heisman moments.
And bro gets it off, yeah. And yeah, I can agree with that. I really don't think Travis, you could go to and be like, wow, you know, game in and game out, what an amazing moment. But again, I definitely want nobody to think I'm hating on bro. I think he's a top five NFL pick. I think he's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in college football. I've never seen nobody play this much. You know, I don't even know how it's possible. I don't get it. Like, nobody's ever done this before. Even Rod Woodson, when he won the Heisman, didn't play no way near this amount of snaps. So, nah, salute the bro. It's more of an indictment to me on some of these people that are putting these things together and how you could leave out, you know, the guy with the number one offense and then the kicker on that same offense and put in a kicker from a Florida State team with two fucking wins. And the numbers are super similar. It's like, I don't get it. You know, doesn't make a lot of sense other than, you know, they love to hate us. But that being that, it is what it is.
You got to give them something. Give them something to be happy about. They are.
No joy. They got the punter up there, too. The Ray Guy Award. They punter. Now, the punter deserves it. The punter deserves it, Jack. That man still got a leg. And all that play he's been doing this year.
Yep.
Now, give him some. I want that guy to win that award. If anybody deserves it.
Special team you. that's what they can win. Special team you, man.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Real quick, we'll get to the rankings, man, and we'll get out of here. The latest poll drop. We did move up a few spots, I believe. Let me see.
Number six, sure I'm we number six.
Because they got so many rankings now, I always mess it up. Is it number six?
Yeah, we moved up to number six.
And the AP or the playoff?
Playoff.
Okay. The playoff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I saw six next to our name when I was looking at the upcoming game.
Yeah, we six in the playoffs. We seven in AP, and I think seven in coaching.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know
in playoffs. We're number three in the bracket, which is the only one that matters anyway.
We can hold that down.
Yeah, we can. Hey, so I'm shocked. I'm really shocked because I see they got us, SMU, and Clemson. So I'm like, oh, okay. Way to go, ACC. But, you know, I ain't finna scream the ACC shit. But, yeah, I'm shocked.
We need to, sadly, only because they're trying to discredit us to the point where it's just damn near criminal. You know what I mean? Where you're pushing out good teams that deserve they look. Because the flip side is teams in the SEC are getting all this additional love when their records look the same and these teams look similar. These are not – you know, the Georgia team a few years ago that was holding everybody like literally, I think, 6 points a game or some shit like that. It was less than a touchdown. Okay, that team, yeah, this is a different animal. All starting NFL guys. This is something different, you know, with Stetson Bennett and those guys. Right now, you're supposed to look at this season. You're not supposed to look at the history and the greatness of blah, blah, blah. It's supposed to be about what's happening this year. There's not a team out there that this year that doesn't have huge flaws and an opportunity to lose. Like this rivalry week, you know, we got Clemson versus South Carolina.
South Carolina, Clemson. I'm riding with Clemson with that. So that's another ACC victory over there.
Because we need the look. Yeah, we need that look. It's sad that we need that look because it really shouldn't have to, you know, lean so heavily into the conference. You should be able to look at some of the gameplay. Some of the statistics should just matter. Ain't matter any other time. You know, we've given a number one offense. When it was Oklahoma all of them years, you know, we knew their defense wasn't shit. he still got all the looks in the world to be ranked in the AP poll before all this shit. You know, when it was the BCS, they got all the looks in the world. So now that you're making it a bigger field to make it quote unquote more fair, you're still being biased and trying to stick in, you know, the same two conferences. You know, it's ridiculous. And I knew that was going to happen. So I was like, okay, everybody acting like, you know, opening the field was going to make it more fair. I was like, yeah, we'll see.
Nah, we're going to make it more fair. We're going to make it worse for anybody not in those conferences, which I kept telling people, like, man, okay, it's going to be SEC Big Ten. They're going to get their teams in, and then, you know, they'll get an ACC team in, and then they'll figure the rest out, which is what they're doing. No, Notre Dame get in as long as they don't lose games. It's dumb. Because every criteria you have given to be inside this 12-team playoffs, you're not following it. You're just saying, hey, well, the SEC plays a tough schedule. Who gives a fuck? They lost three games.
Well, win it, yeah. It was tough when Georgia was undefeated.
Yeah, the name of the game is not to reward a team that loses. You reward the team that wins football.
Exactly. Winning should still ultimately be the name of the game, period.
It's the number one factor of getting inside the playoff system, especially when you say it's 12. When it's 4, then you can start getting a little more. Well, listen, yeah, that team isn't better than this one lost team. But you got two lost teams, three lost teams that you talking should be in over a one lost team.
Yeah, what come on. Fuck? At some point, the results on the field got to matter, man. So
yeah. If that's the case, man, nobody else in college football play football. Y'all don't even play football. Just let the SEC and Big Ten battle it out. That's basically what y'all trying to say.
Yeah, you might start your own shit if they're going to do it like that. Yeah.
But
you know.
27, it's on the way. 27 is on the way. It's going to be that two-week major conference where they say, boy, if you ain't in this yet, your ass ain't getting in. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll see soon enough, man. Signing day up on the horizon. You know, we're looking to make a few flips out there and get this class on, you know, maybe up the top five. We number 10 or 9 right now, I think.
Yeah, we number 10. Yeah. We're 10 now. I think number 10 or 27. I think we're 8 on
3.
What's the other one? On 3. Okay. And 7 on Rivals. I think we're 7 on Rivals.
So, yeah, we're right in that mix. Yeah, that make pretty good sense. Yeah, you know, we flip Pickett real quick before we go. I do got to get up out of here. I'm gonna ask just your temperature on a couple of names before we get out of here. So how you feeling on Pickett?
I feel great. I feel like I want to go buy a bottle of the most expensive bottle of champagne and celebrate. I feel good. I feel great about Pickett.
All right. What about
the same way?
What about Hanks?
Hanks, man, listen, it's
50-50.
At one point I was feeling great about it. I'm kind of stuck in the middle 50-50. Because granted, I kid you not, Florida Day. They went and, you know, did what they supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? They went and said, hey, man, you're a legacy guy, and this is the money. You know what I'm saying? They did. But, again, I'm still 50-50 with it. Like, I was going to do a space tonight, basically explaining what all the recruits and the ones we're after. But I might hold off to Friday because I'm getting, you know, as I'm doing this with y'all guys, I'm getting text messages.
More intel, huh? I got two more names.
Okay. Hold on.
I got two more names we'll cut loose. Dallas Wilson.
Dallas Wilson thing is that way you want, but it's going quiet as far as gathering information. If he does flip, I think something they keep in close that, you know, if it happens, it happens. Like, they really not telling nobody with that one.
Kind of hush on that one. All right, and the last one. I'm gonna go 2-for-1 because these are both Ohio State commits. Tarvis Alford and Jaquez Carter.
Yeah, man, Ohio State, my get mad at us again. You know, I'm gonna tweet out the little Ohio State thing with the man crying. So we'll get that.
Exactly what I want to hear. I love beating Ohio State on the trail, man. Can't stand them guys either.
Yeah. I'm listen. We gonna continue the kicking their ass because they, you know, they did take one from us, you know, with JJ.
Oof. But it's all they got us. Got us pretty good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that guy's pretty good, man.
Yeah, now I was telling somebody who asking me about, you know, what's going on recruiting wise. So I said, man, listen, every year Mario does some shit that don't nobody expect. So I'm like, if you keep doubting Mario did, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm excited. I would be more surprised if we didn't, out of those names I dropped just then, I would be more surprised if we didn't hit on three. I'll be shocked if we didn't hit out of three out of those six. And I honestly think it could be more than that. I think four out of six ain't out of the question.
I'm gonna tell you the one thing I really applaud Mario on. Because, you know, the last two seasons, you know, he pretty much knew, okay, yeah, man, you know, our season will be over after this, you know what I'm saying? Let me go and put the locus on. He's putting the locus on and he's still focusing on trying to finish the season off at a high level. You know what I'm saying? So he's doing that, you know, and once Miami gets back on that, well, every year we're winning situation, then it'll be a lot more easier for him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But for him to do it this season with so much that's going on, I applaud him for that, man. You know, shouts out to him and the staff.
He's growing, man. He's growing. I love all the shots they took previous, to us playing this season, and Coach really shut a lot of that up. I love it, man. I love it. He just went out there and showed and proved. So it was a beautiful thing. Yeah, shout out Mario for everything he's done for this program, man. He ain't like that other guy, no matter how much you try to continue to compare. I don't remember no 10 wins. I have to go back and look, but I don't recall 10 of them. So I'm going to rejoice in what's great, man.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even care.
He working. He got a job. We'll kick his ass a lot until they fire him too. So then it'll be another narrative. But yeah, man, we appreciate y'all pulling up with us, man. Happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving to you all. I know get around, you know, this is a great time of the year to get around with the family, eat good, shoot shit, and just really enjoy each other's company, man. One of the few times we get together outside of funerals, so you know, really take the time, man. This is dropping on Thanksgiving. We appreciate you listening with us. If you are on this special day, to be with your family, man, appreciate each and every love when you got, man, because you never know. And that's it for us, man. Peace.
Peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.